Good day. You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. There were 483 new cases of coronavirus reported on Tuesday in Switzerland and Liechtenstein. There were 5 new hospitalizations and 0 deaths. The R, or reproduction rate, of the virus is now 1.47. The Delta variant is responsible for 77.5% of new COVID cases in Switzerland. Happy Bastille Day to all who celebrate. In light of the French holiday, we'll include a French news story today. French President Emmanuel Macron announced on Monday that French healthcare workers will be required to vaccinate against COVID-19 in order to continue working in their field. Macron also announced that proof of immunization or a recent negative test to enter restaurants and cultural venues will be required. According to a New York Times article, Macron said that he wants to require all health workers to get vaccinated by September 15th, and that the goal is to put restrictions on the unvaccinated rather than on everyone. Macron also stated that anyone entering an amusement park or cultural venue must show proof of vaccination or a negative test for the virus as of July 21st. Most political parties in France support mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. After Macron's announcement, French Health Minister Olivier Véran stated, quote, "Starting September 15th, if you are a healthcare worker and you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to work and you won't be paid," end quote. President Macron created a scientific council last year in response to the pandemic. The council, in a report released last week, stated, "The epidemic cannot be controlled unless 90 to 95% of people are vaccinated or infected." This statement is in response to the highly contagious Delta variant, which is responsible for a large portion of new COVID cases in France. So far, about 36% of people have been fully vaccinated in France. Studies indicate that vaccines remain effective against the Delta variant. The French government is aiming to get 2/3 of people fully vaccinated by the end of August. Immediately following Macron's announcement, more than 1 million people in France made vaccine appointments in less than 24 hours. The public appears to have found the motivation to get vaccinated to save the summer vacation season and the French economy. Landslide in Canton Vaud. Due to heavy rains on Tuesday night, a landslide occurred between Couilly and Vevey in Canton Vaud, blocking the road to Lac Leman. Traffic on this road is already narrowed due to construction work and is now completely interrupted. A detour has been put in place. Svansig Minuten reports that Swiss National Council representative from Canton Aargau, Andreas Glarner, posted on social media a controversial message superimposed over the rainbow flag, which is associated with the LGBTQ community. The post read, quote, "My dog has told me that he feels like a cat. I would therefore like to be exempt from dog tax," end quote. This post is on the heels of Pride Month, and as of this recording, the post can be seen on Andreas Glarner's Facebook page. Despite the outcry, Glarner has not backed down. Glarner is a member of the ultra-conservative right-wing SVP party and has held his seat in the National Council since 2015. And now for an edition of the Swiss News in English editorial minute, where I share my opinion on a current issue of the day. I am frankly disgusted by National Council representative Andreas Glarner's offensive Facebook post. Comparing an LGBTQ person to an animal is horrendous. His comment diminishes the LGBTQ experience, and it should not go unaddressed. But is any of this surprising, coming from a member of the ultra-conservative SVP party? The irony is that this party is often the voice of so-called personal freedom. Don't tell me to wear a mask. Don't tell me to get vaccinated. Don't tell me to burn less CO2. But when it comes to same-sex marriage, they've got plenty to say about it. They launched a referendum against the recent same-sex marriage law put into place by the Federal Council in December of 2020. So now, Swiss voters have to vote on a referendum that is sure to be shot down this coming September, because the Swiss, overall, want to allow same-sex couples the same rights awarded to everyone else, to be married under the law. It has always eluded me why some people get so hot under the collar about LGBTQ issues. If you've got a problem with homosexuality because your Bible tells you so, then you really didn't understand what Jesus was all about at all. Read your New Testament again and get back to me on who Jesus hung out with the most. Even the Roman Catholic Pope, Pope Francis, has made statements in favor of civil unions. You know you're off course when you land to the right of the Catholic Church. In a recent poll, over 80% of Swiss support same-sex marriage. Yet, like in other countries where fascism is on the rise, the SVP party enjoys riling up their base. They enjoy keeping their supporters in a constant state of fear and anger. These emotions are powerful. Keep them fearful of immigrants, of big government, of taxes, which help create a social safety net for those in need. Keep them angry about same-sex marriage. Make them hate anyone who is the other. This isn't new, and it is effective. 24% of parliament are SVP representatives. People in same-sex marriages have literally zero impact on those in heterosexual marriages. The phrase, "if you don't like same-sex marriage, then don't have one," is apt here. How could two people marrying each other possibly affect your life? It's the most bizarre thing to be against. Love. With the Swiss divorce rate at around 40% and the marriage rate in constant decline, it doesn't seem to me that the SVP party has a leg to stand on here. The ultra-conservative SVP party lost 12 seats in parliament in the 2019 election, while the Green and Green Liberal parties picked up seats. This trend is indicative of the growing concern for climate change, but it also may show a weakening of ultra-conservative leaning mindsets. The majority of Swiss support same-sex marriage and equality for the LGBTQ community. So why is one of the national council members from the SVP party spouting off on a public social media platform in such a degrading way? To gin up his base, get people to believe that they are somehow violated by someone loving someone of the same gender. The earliest record of a gay couple dates back to 2500 BC in Egypt. And you only need to read Plato's Symposium from 385 BC to understand how prominently gay love was discussed amongst the Greeks. Some Native American tribal languages include specific vocabulary to refer to gender identities beyond male and female. You can't hate the gay away. The LGBTQ community isn't going anywhere. It's always been here, and it always will be. Send an email to Representative Andreas Glarner of Aargau if you agree that his comment has no place in a civilized society. Or find him on Facebook and let him know what you think. He can keep his anger or perhaps repressed rage to himself. It should never be socially acceptable to make someone feel less than simply because of who they love. It should never be even remotely mainstream to ostracize a solid percentage of the population. I'm left-handed. Imagine if lefties were treated the way members of the LGBTQ community are. Imagine if it were arbitrarily decided that left-handed people are an abomination and should not be allowed the same rights as right-handed people. Discrimination is stupid. It only makes those who use it as a weapon think that they feel better in that moment. But it doesn't make them feel better. It only feeds their desire to feel morally superior. And that desire to feel morally superior comes from a lack of self-esteem. Maybe mom or dad didn't hug them enough or pat them on the back. Maybe they feel like a failure in life and want to scapegoat someone else to pump themselves up. Whatever the reason, I hope they get the help they so desperately need and stop projecting their own insecurities and failures onto those they choose to judge and discriminate against, because it's cruel. And I'll be here to keep marching, protesting, and supporting anyone who is marginalized or discriminated against. I hope you will too. This has been the Swiss News in English Editorial Minute. I'm Emily Breslin. Thanks for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.